Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us, as he does every single week, we've got Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm sore. We went airsofting over in Laurel Hill over the weekend, and as normally happens, I can barely walk the day after or 2 days after. So, you know, that's that just means we had a good time.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. The thighs will never forgive me. We had terrible news. Terrible. I mean, just exactly the worst kind of thing that you could happen. You had, a body was found, and it turns out to be a young person who'd been missing for a while. Tell us what happened here.
You know, Andrew, this is such a tragic case. Anytime a human being is murdered, it's just awful. And it's, if it can be, it's just so much worse when it's a child. You know, the most innocent among us that we're supposed to protect. It's heartbreaking. It really is. But those remains were discovered to be that of a missing juvenile that had been missing for a week or so, and it was just a tragic case. But we're working on that. Our investigators have been pretty much nonstop on that since that took place, and they've uncovered a lot. As a matter of fact, I anticipate there's going to be a pretty big break in that case very, very soon, sooner rather than later. I look forward to perhaps a press conference before too much longer. The only thing that I would ask that the public keep in mind that anybody in the know is not commenting on Facebook. There's a lot of misinformation and disinformation being put out. And it's not being put out by anybody that knows what the heck they're talking about. So I would caution people to stay away from that kind of rumors and rhetoric. But again, our investigators have worked pretty much around the clock, and we're going to have some pretty good news, I feel, pretty soon.
Is there anything that you can say? And look, I say it publicly and privately. Your job is law enforcement and catching bad guys, and I would never want anything that you do with us in the public to interfere with that in any way. So I have no problem with being told we can't tell you yet. That doesn't bother me in the least. But is there anything you can tell me either about the circumstances of when he went missing or cause of death or anything like that around the Cody Walker case?
I can tell you that we have established some reasonable expectations as to what took place and when it, but no, sir, right now we're not ready to release that.
Okay. The only other thing that, and I guess it's just because I have talked with you guys so many times that this is one of my most visceral, I hate it every time I see it in a fictional story about law enforcement. When you have a juvenile go missing, it always makes me worry that people have internalized this message from fake TV that they're not supposed to call right away. And I guess if you're able to comment on how quickly you were notified, that's fine. If you're not, that's fine too. But can you just maybe take a second and remind people that when a kid goes missing, how quickly are they supposed to call you?
Immediately. If you feel like your child is not where he or she is supposed to be, call us immediately. You know, in this case, we got notified a little bit behind the eight ball. Our deputies went to work immediately upon getting notified, but again, we were behind when we got that notification. There is no waiting period to report somebody missing. Where the confusion comes in, if somebody is missing and they are believed to be, or there's a reasonable belief that they are or may be in danger, then we'll get to work on that immediately. If somebody is appearing to go through the normal course of their day, if I come home and find my wife isn't at home, and it's not unreasonable to expect she ran to Walmart, then we're not going to form a task force to go find her.
Right.
But if somebody is missing, endangered, and when it's a juvenile, we have a really, really low bar what we consider missing, endangered. We want that report immediately. You know, if you know your child went over to Sally's house and he's 15 minutes late and you have a reasonable expectation of where he's at, you know, maybe you should go over there and get him first. But if you haven't seen your child since Friday night, by all means, it's time to get the police involved.
You mentioned that you were behind the eight ball a little bit on this. Can you tell us how long was the delay until he was reported missing, or is that also part of the investigation?
I'd really rather not get into that detail right now, because to be perfectly honest with you, that doesn't serve any purpose at this point.
All right, fair enough. When we have more information, then I might press a little bit more. But obviously, at this moment, I certainly don't want to put anything in jeopardy. We're talking to Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. You had another incident that happened. I think it might have been on Thursday or Friday of a chase that kind of had a bit of an odd incident in the middle of. Is that right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we had some of our patrol units had located a subject that had felony warrants. They've been looking for this fella for a while, and when they saw him in a car, so they tried to stop the car. Well, ultimately, he wound up stopping the car and bailing out and running into somebody's backyard. As they were running through backyards, you know, the sheriff's office, they're shouting sheriff's office and all that. Well, a neighbor, a house or two down, comes out and fires off a shot. Evidently, he heard the commotion and was concerned that it was somebody up to no good, so he fired what he felt like was a warning shot. And, you know, after all this was, the suspect was taken into custody and everything settled down, they made contact and figured out what was going on. But, you know, that's just, this is probably a really good idea to remind folks that it very rarely is a warning shot necessary. And in those particular circumstances, it really was not appropriate for the gentleman to confront the deputy. You know, I understand if somebody's in your backyard making noise, the first thing should be to call 911. You know, you have to remind people, you can't shoot somebody simply because they're in your backyard. And this gentleman had no idea what was going on when he fired that warning shot. So I would remind people that that's not the appropriate way to deal with that situation.
Yeah, I mean, generally, you don't shoot at something you can't see clearly, and obviously if they could see clearly, they'd know not to shoot at a deputy. So just a reminder, and also about the legalities of, you know, if your life is not imminently or somebody else's life or bodily harm is not imminently threatened, then you shouldn't be shooting anyway, let alone even pointing.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're investigating, you can be prepared, but you know there's all kinds of ways you can go wrong even when you think you're in, you know, defense of your rights, and it's important for people to know the law. Very good. Well, Shane Tucker, he is the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, thanks so much for the time this morning, as always. Thank you for keeping us safe and for continuing to get the bad people out of our midst. We appreciate the work.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thank you, sir.